And we're back, and we've got some completed chef figures out and about, being inspected by Eric Aranya, who is doing some one-on-one study time. We've got a picture of his custom Dreadnought ground assault bat. He's got a giant oversized chainsaw, buzzsaw arm, and a big road pig cinder block on the other one. He's got a mace on his back. It's good stuff. And we'll post that when we get this.
I like the Dreadnought colors to do well.
Yeah. The blue and the fluorescent green and the dark green trim. And it's pretty neat looking. It's Eric's a big fan of the bats, we know, so it's...
we get something for the Yojo archives.
Yes. Phil Donnelly horning in on our action.
It's there. I'm going for it. You can't stop me.
Good idea. Can't stop Yojo. You can only hope they contain.
That's right. That's right. It will not be contained. Joining us as well, Dave Proctor. He's got his air assault bat. Dave Proctor, say hi to your fans.
How you doing?
It's more solid this way. And sets the disc.
And also he's got a cool Dreadnought vest on this one.
I like the faster fashion in my custom thing on the top of that.
Very true. Was that is that foreshadowing?
Oh no, just for fun. This is meant to be the Dreadnought Roadhouse bat. I wanted to equip him with the plunger, for
one of the
little pigs around.
But we'll stand it next to this one so Phil can take pictures of that too. But we'll get pictures of that up on with our show notes as well.
That's right. Put it right in front of Eric's.
Make sure you get all of Dave's crotch there too.
Yeah, I got it. Everybody needs crotch.
Awesome.
I want pictures of my crotch.
Awesome. Well, get in there.
Get in here.
I'm gonna maybe be adventurous and try painting a few parts, especially the head.
Ooh.
On Chef. I had a tough time getting it off of the torso. So
for all that, you might as well go ahead and paint it.
Yeah, at that point, it makes more sense to do something with it than to waste the opportunity to get it back in there.
Stand in torso.
Anything you'd like to say to the public, Eric Aranya?
Vote Democrat.
Anything pertaining to your custom class that you'd like to say to your public?
This is the biggest bunch of talentless hacks I've ever met.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Hey, when's your guys' Kickstarter starting, by the way?
Sometime in May.
Oh, okay. All right.
We need to run it after Marauders, and then we need to give people at least a couple weeks of cushion to build their bank account back up before we drain it. Paychecks in between.
Then you have to figure out a way where you can reach your bar.
And right here, it's an impromptu financial planning session with Eric Aranya.
Our mark is going to be higher than Marauders. So.
be ready for that. Coming in May. What we'll do here, we'll also take a minute, we'll read the instruction, or rather the contents list on the chef parts that they're given to us at the class here. We did receive one black torso with armature rings, T-bar and shoulder rings. There was a cast lifeline head. We got a one white apron, one brown shoulder holster, which is a neat piece. Was that based on anything?
Xandar's.
Okay.
It's altered to fit the body though. Alyosha altered it. He had to lengthen it to fit the body because the Xandar holster is too small.
Skinnier body.
Yeah, it's for the body's skinnier. So.
Gotcha. And they still base Xandar on you, right?
Yes. It's the holster is not based on me though at all.
I would think not.
Walk around without a gun in it.
You got a pistol.
You want to keep it with you?
He's got a some kitchen tools. He's got a silver ladle, a silver spoon, a silver pan, and one zombie brain.
We're celebrating the bar.
So just to keep it in tune with, as we said just a few minutes ago, with the theme this year. So your first thoughts and reactions, how did this turn out, and your idea, Eric?
The figures or the class?
Both, either or. Give me your...
The class is going
with what you're feeling, man.
The class is going well. I wish we had more organized at an earlier time. Although it's only 10:30, so we're okay. it's a lot of people in here. This is way bigger than the previous ones.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Star Trek ringtones for everybody.
Sorry about that. All right. I think the parts look great. I'd like to note that Dave Proctor altered this torso before Alyosha cast it.
Oh.
It's the Firefly torso.
Yeah.
And Dave Proctor did an amazing job removing the turtleneck.
Notice that.
So it's just straight
very cool.
Neck. It looks amazing.
Pops on that.
I wouldn't have even picked up on that because that turtleneck is so prep.
I had not
so
seen
prominent.
It until today because Dave had done it on the fly and sent it to Alyosha. Like, I never got a chance to see it in hand until now, and it looks amazing. So.
But
Good job, Dave.
Yes. Yeah, when you put it together, Gary will have some pictures of his unpainted, but it's really a solid looking figure. It's a nice piece of work.
Every bit of it, it's fully posable. It's all the same parts. It's every bit the same quality as what you would get if you buy it off the card.
Yeah, it really looks like it's
one of a kind.
Or one of 65 to 75.
Yeah. Well, right now mine's kind of a one of a kind.
Yeah. I think yours is the only one together.
But
okay.
So we've got lots of stuff to look at. I'm sure everybody will be posting up their take on this. There's going to be lots of different arm and leg permutations out there. But if you were here and you had a chance to do it, more power to you. You've got a great addition to your 25th and 35th anniversary collection. And we'll be back in a little bit with more What's on Joe Mind.
Right.